Greetings to everyone joining us for a new episode of the European Hoops Podcast. We cover the EuroLeague and the top FIBA events. I am André, and with me, our basketball expert, Diogo Valente.
Hi, André. Hi, guys. Hope everything is okay with y'all. We are here for another episode of the European Hoops Podcast. Hopefully, you guys stay with us and tune in for the rest of our episodes. André, let us know, man. What are we talking about today?
Today, I have to start by thanking everybody that has been giving us feedback regarding our series of previews of the EuroLeague. We appreciate all of you. We appreciate all of our listeners. And if you are listening to the podcast for the first time, make sure to subscribe to it and make sure to follow us on Twitter at ETOsEuroLeague so you don't miss out on any of our episodes. We are almost halfway through our series of previews of all the EuroLeague teams, all the 18 EuroLeague teams. The episodes are coming out every day from Monday to Thursday. So you guys have plenty of time to listen to all of them. If you missed any of our first previews, you can go back and listen to those episodes as well. We have previewed already Olympiacos, Barcelona, Real Madrid and Monaco, and also Bayern Munich, Alba, Panathinaikos and ASVEL. Today, we will be talking about one of the teams that was one of the most enticing teams to watch last season and one of our favorite teams to watch last season. And they come back with one that was the best backcourt of the EuroLeague last season. Let's see if they are able to keep the title in this edition. They will have a lot of competition, as we had previewed on our previous episodes.
A lot of competition, for sure.
So today we talk about Maccabi Tel Aviv and Virtus Bologna. Diogo, you ready to get into it?
Absolutely, man. These are two exciting teams for different reasons, in my opinion, but we'll get to that. So let's get it started.
Let's start with the players that left Maccabi Tel Aviv. Those were Hilliard, Jalen Adams, Alex Poitras, and Gerald Martin were some of the main names that left the team from last season. They kept the head coach, Oded Katash, after a very positive season last year, and they renewed most of their core players, like Lorenzo Brown, Wade Baldwin, John DiBartolomeo, Bonzi Colson, Josh Nibu, Roman Sorkin, and Jake Cohen. And before we get to the players that they arrive, how exciting it is that they were able to keep this core together and try to build on the good season that they had last year.
It's very exciting because obviously they were one of the most exciting teams to watch, one of the best home teams in the competition, if not the best. I believe that backcourt, like you said, we had them as the best backcourt in the EuroLeague last season. This year, they're going to have a lot of competition, of course, but they're still at the top of that list. For now, at least. And then they still have guys, like you said, DiBartolomeo, Sorkin, which I think are like two of the best guys coming off the bench in the whole competition. So their core is very good. They get some continuity, the same coach, the same core of guys, and they get some nice additions. So let's get into them.
Let's talk about those players that they were able to add. Besides adding Tamir Blatt, a guard that will help and give even more depth in the guard position to this team, Maccabi was able to add a wing player that was one of the positions that they were looking to improve during this offseason in Antonius Cleveland, a player with NBA experience. Duke, do you think that Cleveland will be able to give Maccabi the consistency that they needed in the wing position?
I believe it's going to help them because we talked about it last year. I don't know if you remember, but I said that Maccabi would need like a third consistent scorer because outside of Lorenzo and Wade Baldwin, sometimes you had Colson, sometimes you had Jarrell Martin off the bench shooting the ball. I mean, I think it helps them to have another wing player capable of scoring the ball, and I think Cleveland is that guy for them. There were some rumors early about Jordan McRae. I think he also would have been a very nice addition to this team, but I think Cleveland will get the job done and will help Maccabi elevate. So I believe this was a very good signing for them.
I also think that Cleveland gives them some flexibility in another player that we just mentioned briefly on this episode, which is Bozy Colson. And they will have some flexibility of going to smaller lineups where they will be able to play Lorenzo, Wade, or DiBartolomeo, two of these three players with Cleveland and Colson and one bigger player.
For sure.
And that flexibility can be very important for them and very useful for them. Another player that will come into the mix in the forward positions is James Webb III, a player that played for Valencia last season. Is James Webb III the forward that you wanted to have seen Maccabi adding?
He's not. And this is no knock on him as a player, of course. But I believe a guy that would fit perfectly on this team with the core that they have would be a guy like we talked about this, a guy like Luke Sigma or Matt Costello, and both of those guys were mentioned as targets for Maccabi. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. I still think Wabe can help them in that front court rotation. He can give them some rebounding and some inside scoring. But I do believe like a nice passing four with a high IQ would have been the best option. Sigma or Costello would have been the best options for this slot for sure.
Yeah, I think James Webb will be mostly about another depth piece for them to have on those positions. And the players will help them and will bring more consistency to this already very strong roster. Another player that is very well known from our listeners and from the EuroLeague followers from last season is their big man that they brought into this team, Jaziel Rivero. Jaziel Rivero, we know that he will bring physicality. He will be a good rebounder. Do you think that he will be able to add to this group of big men with Josh Nibu, Sorkin, Jay Cohen? They have more than enough depth on this position. And do you think that they were able to add a player like a good rim protection that we spoke that was one of the things that they should be looking at adding for this season?
Yeah, I think this is definitely a positive signing. I believe Rivero is the most important signing that they had on the front court over Webb. But I do believe both of these guys are joining this team to add some depth in that front court, joining, like you said, Sorkin, Cohen, and Nebo. I think last year they had Jarrell Martin, who could stretch the floor, but he was very inconsistent. So I think these guys have the ability to be more consistent, even though they are not three-point shooters. But I do believe they can help, especially rebounding-wise. And I think this Maccabi team is very complete this season.
You were speaking about the lack of a stretching big. How do you think that Maccabi will be playing this year and transitioning for what we expect from the team as a whole for next season after we spoke about the players that they brought in? How do you think that they will be playing this season? Do you think they will play more small ball? I lean in that direction, taking into account the players that they brought in and how all these pieces can fit. Do you think that we will still have that 1-2 punch off the bench from DiBartolomeo and Sorkin that we so many times talked about last season and it was so important to them? What do you expect to see from Oded Katash, the way that he will manage the team during this new EuroLeague season?
Well, even though I agree with you that maybe some small ball lineups would work very nicely with this core, I don't know if he's going to go that route because now they have a pretty deep front court as far as fours and fives. Because last year they only had 3-4 guys and this year they have like five. So I don't know if they're going to go the small ball route, but I do believe they will play mostly with two of these bigs. And Rivero can shoot a little from like a mid-range, so maybe he'll be at the four a lot. But I do think probably their best lineup would be, like you said before, with Colson at the four, and probably, in my opinion, would be Sorkin at the five. But I trust Coach Katash to work it out because last season they started off very slow as well. And if they figure it out, because their half-court offense was very stagnant and there wasn't a lot of ball movement. It was just about one-on-one and athleticism. And I think this season he also has to figure it out because it's a different core. Like, you don't have that stretch four anymore in Jarrell Martin. So you got to figure that part out. But I think he's going to be able to do it because he's shown his ability to be a great coach last year. So I believe he's going to work it out this season as well.
That certainly is not in question here. He showed last season that he is one of the elite coaches of the EuroLeague, and we expect them once again to be able to perform at a very high level. With what concerns do you have about this Maccabi team? For me, it comes down to they could have added some more shooting in relation to what they had last season, and yes. I don't think they addressed that to a full extent.
For sure, shooting, and that's why I thought Mike Costello would have been one of the perfect guys to put on this team because he can shoot the ball at a very high level, and I think injuries as well. And I'm talking specifically about Wade Baldwin and Lorenzo, because last season, the way they started the season, like one guy was injured, then when he came back, the other guy got injured. So if they are able to stay healthy for a whole season, I think this team can be very dangerous because, as we know, this team feeds off of what those two guys do. And they are the leaders and, of course, the best players on the team. So I believe they're going to go wherever these two guys take them. So I think if they stay healthy and maybe during the season, if they can add a shooter at the four spot or the three spot, I believe that would be very important for them. So we'll see what happens. But they're going to be a very good team regardless.
They are one team that will be fighting for being on the Final Four. But as we already know, there is a lot of competition for that, but they will be one of the teams in that mix. And I do agree with you. Lorenzo and Wade are the engines of this Maccabi team, and it relies on them. They will be relying on them to be elevating their level, but they have the pieces around them to be able to be one of the top four teams of this edition of the EuroLeague, and they have legit aspirations to reach that top four. Let's move into Bologna and talk about Virtus. And we need to start with probably the most recent news regarding this team, that is the hiring of Luca Banchi, but also Sergio Scariolo leaving the team and the team moving on from him. He is one of the best basketball coaches in the world. There is no doubt about it. He's a basketball genius, but they were able to replace him with another very high-level coach. And what do you have to say about Scariolo leaving this team, but also the arrival of Banchi and what we can expect from Banchi to give this Virtus team during this season?
Well, as far as Scariolo, I mean, I wasn't expecting it, but all I know now is that an elite coach is out there without a team. So I'm pretty sure somebody's going to pick him up because, like you said, one of the best coaches in the world, and he definitely deserves to have a job, of course. So... but I do think there are different coaches, even though they are both great. I think Scariolo is more like on a tactical level and defensively, and Luca Banchi more on a elite offensive team, like a lot of ball movement, a lot of shooting, and also good defensively as well, though. I'm not trying to say that these teams don't play defense, but if you look at what he did with Latvia, they were just so good offensively. They moved the ball around so nicely, and then they shot the ball very well from deep as well. So I believe Luca Banchi is going to be a very good EuroLeague coach as well with this Virtus team. So I'm excited to see what they're able to do.
What's wild to think about when we speak about these two coaches is like, I want to praise Banchi because I really believe on the way that he organizes his teams and he's able to squeeze the maximum that you can squeeze from a basketball team. He's elite. He's up there with anyone. But when I make this type of statement, thinking that Sergio Scariolo was the coach that was there before, I'm certainly not saying that Scariolo wasn't squeezing everything that he could squeeze from that team. He was doing amazing and he's a basketball genius. I just think that sometimes these changes can produce for teams. And I think that Virtus Bologna got in Banchi a very good coach that will be a plus for this EuroLeague season. And Virtus will be a team that will be very competitive. But we will get to what we expect from them in the next season. And this team has many, many rivals. But before that, let's just look into some of the top players that left. Jaiti is one of them. Baku is another. Manion, Teodosic, Ojale, Kyle Williams, and of course the head coach, Sergio Scariolo, that left. So several big names leaving the team, but they also added some players. Some of them were Jalen Smith, Dobrić, Polonara, Brian Danson, and Devonte Kakuk. Let's start with the guards. And they kept Hackett. They renewed with Paiola. They still have on the roster Lundberg, even if we have heard that there was a possibility of him leaving. Apparently, he is staying with this team. Cordinier is another player that will play in the guard positions, but the player that they added here was Jalen Smith. Do you think that Jalen Smith will be able to add to this Virtus team?
I do, because I think he provides something that those other guards don't, which is scoring the ball at a very nice level, from all three levels as well. He can drive, he can shoot the three, he can shoot the mid-range. So I think it's going to be a nice fit with those other guards. Ackett's more of a facilitator at this point. Paiola is more of a defender. So I believe Jalen Smith will be able to help this team.
Before we move into the wing players, I know that you are a huge fan, as I am as well. How does a team move on from having Milos Teodosic creating offensively?
Well, I mean, maybe bringing in a coach that wasn't coaching him the year before, so he doesn't have to make that adjustment. No, I mean, of course, Milos is a legend and he's one of the best players of all time in EuroLeague. So it's a transition, but these other guards are going to have to step up now because they don't have that veteran, that leader to lead the way for them. But I think these guys are capable of doing that, and I believe they'll be just fine.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they will be just fine, and they will be able to find out the solutions. This was just an opportunity for us to once again praise Miles Teodosic, that is a genius with the basketball. But let's talk about Dobrić, and a player that played very well for Serbia during the World Cup and also was playing the EuroLeague last season. Do you think that he will be able to contribute at a high level for this Virtus team?
I do, because he's a high IQ player, so I believe high IQ guys can fit anywhere, and with a coach like Bunky who preaches ball movement, he's a guy that is a very nice cutter and he knows where to be on the court. So I believe this guy can be a very, very good help for Virtus, and I think he will contribute at a very good level.
Toko Shengelia, Jordan Miki will have new teammates in the power forward and center positions for this edition of the EuroLeague. Besides Kokuk, they added Brian Danson, a veteran, and Achille Polonara. What do you have to say about these three pieces that Virtus added for their power forward and center positions, and what can our listeners expect from them this season?
Well, starting off with Devante Kokuk, I mean, he's a versatile player. He can play multiple positions, and I think he's a good scorer inside, even though he's undersized for a 4 or 5 position. But he's a very strong player, and he's going to bring energy every time he's on the floor. Then Dunstan, I think he's going to be more for a leadership role. We saw it last year with Efes. He wasn't getting high minutes anymore because obviously he's older now, but he's very experienced, and he can bring a lot of experience to this team. So I think in a reserved role, giving them about 10 minutes off the bench, he can play a nice role on this team, and he can help them, even if it's just for the leadership that he can bring. And then Polonara, he struggled a lot when he went to Efes, and then he moved mid-season to Žalgiris, and it wasn't really all that we expected from them. I think it was kind of a disappointing season for him. But now, coming back to Italy and playing in his home country, I believe, similarly to TLC with Asvel, I think it's going to be a fresh start for him. And I believe that he won't have as much pressure as on those other two teams. So I think he will be better this season. And this is a very interesting team with guys like Shengela already, like you said, and Jordan Miki. I think they have a very interesting front court, and I'm curious to see how they will work out.
Yeah, sometimes these French starts can be do wonders for the players. And I think that these players will be able to be very intriguing pieces for this Virtus team. The final question about this Virtus team is, how do you expect them to play? Will they have a similar style? Will it be totally opposite style? What will be those differences? Where can they thrive? What are your concerns? And finally, how high can they aspire to go?
Well, I think they're going to run more than last year because they have a younger team now, and with guys like Kakuk, who is an energy guy, and Jalen Smith, who is a quick guard, I believe they can play faster and be more energetic. So, and because Luka Banky likes his teams to move the ball and to run and gun, I think he's going to try to implement that type of style. Where they can get, I mean, like we've been saying, the EuroLeague is so good this season. Like, I don't see a scenario where they make the playoffs, and they have a very good team, a very good roster, and I think they will fit together, and they have a great coach. But I don't see them being better than other teams that I have in the playoff hunt. Maybe they can fight for a play-in spot, but I think it's going to be very hard because there are so many great teams. Like, seriously, when we do our power rankings, I think that's going to be such an exciting episode because there's no bad teams this season. I'm sure you agree with me on that.
Yeah, so, absolutely. There is no weak teams. Yeah. There won't be any easy games.
At all. I think they're going to be an interesting team. I think they're going to play good basketball. But I just don't see them being up there in terms of talent. And I know Coach Banky does miracles like he did with Latvia, but I think it's going to be hard to do it for a whole season. But maybe they can prove me wrong. We'll be here to see that. But for now, I don't have him in the playoff hunt.
Well, I just cannot bet against Coach Banky, so I will leave it in the air and let's see where I have them ranked once we do our power rankings. And that was a great plug for the episode we will have on the end of this previous series. We already told you guys that we will have 10 episodes, and the first 9 we will preview all 18 EuroLeague teams, and around 10 episodes right before the start of the EuroLeague. We will have a general preview of what to expect the competition, our favorite teams during this this edition of the EuroLeague. So stay tuned, stick with us, subscribe to the podcast, follow us on Twitter at Titus EuroLeague so you don't miss out on any new episodes that we release. And as always, I'll be talking with you guys soon.
Bye guys, see you on next episode.